You may find yourself at a time in your life where all you can do is just keep still and know that God is God. Your situation may seem hopeless, and you may feel overwhelmed and alone. And at times, whenever you are facing trouble, you must realize that you must keep still. And in these times, we are to keep still, and we will see God move in mighty ways. I once heard someone say, God has to be experienced because he cannot be explained. And I want us to look at our text this morning and see God's performance in life in the children of Israel. And that's why I want to preach on the thought today, keep still. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, keep still. Turn to your other neighbor and say, neighbor, keep still. Even with loving and caring brothers and sisters and family all around you, and you may still feel alone, it's in times like these when God comes on the scene and does what no one else can do. When it seems like you are walking all alone, when it seems like doubt is creeping in your mind and you don't know how to obtain victory, I'm here to let you know that you are in the presence of God and all you have to do is keep still. The good news, my brothers and sisters, on this fine Sunday afternoon is that every child of God has access to someone, a God who sits in heaven, who has never lost a battle before. For the Bible states that Jehovah is a man of war and he is able to fight our battles. And as we arrive at our selected text this morning, my brothers and sisters, we see a point in history where the children of Israel have been released from the strong hand of Pharaoh. For they had been in bondage, they had been in slavery for 400 years, oppressed by Egypt, and had begun a new journey of hope and great expectation. But after traveling for a while, they find themselves in a discouraging situation. In front of them is this great Red Sea. To the left of them is a mountain, and to the right of them is another mountain. And behind them, they see Pharaoh and his army catching upon them. But not only were their enemies behind them, fast approaching on the surface, they were trapped. And they seemed to be in a helpless and hopeless situation. How many of you have felt yourselves being in that situation when it seems like all hope is lost, when it seems like there's nowhere to turn, when it seems like the end is fast approaching and you don't know which way to go? Well, I'm here to let you know, my brothers and sisters, you ought to just keep still. And as a result, they go to Moses and they cry out to him, venting their frustrations as they speak to him, saying, Moses, if we had only just stayed in Egypt, serving the Egyptians, we see these walls closing in on us. And Moses tells them to keep still. But if you just look at with me, my brothers and sisters, the verse 13, it says, but Moses said to the people, do not be afraid. Stand firm and see the deliverance that the Lord will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall never see again. Yes, my brothers and sisters, I'm here to encourage you this morning that you ought to keep still and know that God is with you. But if we could just be honest for a moment, my brothers and sisters, when we're in situations where we are faced with trials in our lives, when we don't know which way to turn, when it seems like the end is near, it's hard to keep still. We would rather try to handle situations in our own way. Is that right? Sometimes when it seems like the walls are closing in, we want to take the situation in our own hand and not want to let God to solve it and figure it out. And so we see here, my brothers and sisters, in our text today that these people and these children of Israel are facing a hopeless situation? How do you respond when you are struggling, my brothers and sisters, with a rebellious child, when you're struggling with a sick relative, or you have sickness in your own body? How do you handle a situation when you are given a terminal diagnosis? Am I speaking to someone this afternoon? How do you handle a financial hardship that only seems like it's getting worse and worse? Your car had already broken down. Now your hot water heater has gone out. How do you respond, my brothers and sisters, when you have a marriage that is bound for divorce? How do you respond, my brothers and sisters, when it seems like the walls are closing in, you don't know which way to turn? Am I speaking to someone this afternoon? When it seems like you don't know which way to turn, when you're on your job working and you're sweating and you're doing the best that you can and you get looked over for promotions, what do you do, my brothers and sisters, when it seems like the walls are closing in? Well, I'm here to submit to you this afternoon, my brothers and sisters, that you ought to just keep still. I believe that is the proper response that we are to do, my brothers and sisters, when it seems like all hell is breaking loose and we don't know which way to turn. I'm here to encourage you, saints, to keep still. Now, I know it may not seem like the logical thing to do, to keep still when it seems like all is going against you, when it seems like things are not going the right way in your life, but I'm here to let you know that you are to keep still. And I'd like for us to see four occasions where you may find that God wants you to keep still. And the first occasion I would like for us to example and look at and examine today is that when trouble approaches, we ought to keep still. Let us look at verse 10. It says, as Pharaoh drew near, the Israelites looked back, and there were the Egyptians advancing on them. And in great fear, the Israelites cried out to the Lord. And I believe, my brothers and sisters, when it seems like the enemy is advancing on us, the children of Israel knew well that the enemy was not going to just let them get away, that the enemy was going to use their strength and power to overtake them. And the truth be told, my brothers and sisters, these Israelites were in the deserts. They were unarmed. They had no logical chance of defending themselves against the army of the Egyptians. They were put in a situation, in a place where it seems like they had no deliverance. Seemed like that they had no way out of the situation. Well, I'm here to let you know, my brothers and sisters, when trouble approaches, we ought to keep still. Things didn't look up for the Egyptians. And I'm here to let you know this afternoon that when it seems like things are down in your life, when it seems like you don't know which way to turn, that you ought to keep still and know that God is God and that God is able to help you in your situations. You see, your troubles may be intimidating. We look at verse 10, it says, Pharaoh drew near. It means that he was fast approaching. It means that Pharaoh was making an approach on these defenseless and armless children of Israel. The Pharaoh, the king, had all these army men and all these weapons at his disposal. And he was ready to take them out. But yet these children of Israel were told that they ought to keep still. You see, the enemy knew that they could be captured. The enemy knew that they could be taken out. And when it seems like troubles are faced in your life, you may be facing troubles. And sometimes right now you may feel like the battle is closing in on you. Well, I want to encourage you, saints, that whatever trouble may be intimidating in your life, these troubles, my brothers and sisters, you ought to keep still. You ought to keep still and know that God is in your corner. You ought to keep still and know that God is going to fight your battle. You ought to keep still and know that God is in your corner and that he won't let you fail, he won't let you fall, and he will not let you in. Keep still. It may seem that your troubles are intense, but the children of Israel looked and they saw that the Egyptians were fast approaching on them. And when Israel saw that their troubles were coming toward them, what did they see? If you look at verse 7, it says, He took 600 chosen chariots and all these chariots of Egypt and the captains over each and every one of them. And the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh the king, and he pursued after the children of Israel. And the children of Israel went out with a high hand, but the Egyptians pursued after him, all the horses and chariots of the Pharaoh and all his horsemen and army, and it came to overtake the children of Israel. Yes, my brothers and sisters, sometimes when trouble comes and keeps coming, when you think you've seen it all and but more is to come, don't you know that, my brothers and sisters, that you ought to keep still? When you think things can't get any worse, I'm here to let you know and encourage you this afternoon that you ought to keep still. And that's where Israel was and where you may be today, my brothers and sisters. When your trouble may be intimidating in your life, and I don't know what it may be, but I'm here to encourage you this afternoon, saints, that you ought to keep still. When your troubles may be intimidating, when your troubles may be intense, and you just don't know what to do, you may be at the point where the answer, and you must know that you ought to keep still and see the salvation of the Lord. I don't know who I'm talking to this afternoon, but I'm here to let you know, saints, that your troubles may be intense and your troubles may be intimidating. But I'm here to let you know that you ought to keep still. When we see troubles coming over the hill and it seems that we have no hope and nowhere to run, then we'll experience, my brothers and sisters, the almighty move of God, that God will be there to help us, that God will help us even in our fears. Look at verse 10. It says, and they were afraid, and the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord. Yes, my brothers and sisters, we are told that the children of Israel were afraid, meaning that they were exceedingly terrified. One definition reads that they were frightened out of their wits. They did not know if they were going to be delivered. And let's be honest, my brothers and sisters, if we look at the text today and we didn't know the ending, we would say that the odds didn't look good for the children of Israel. And I'm here to remind you today and let you know that the odds may not seem good for you, but I'm here to let you know that you ought to keep still and know that God is God and that God is able to deliver you from the hand of the enemy. Keep still, my brothers and sisters, and know that God is able. Here the children of Israel are fleeing from Pharaoh's army, thinking that they would be captured, thinking that maybe they'd be put back in slavery, or even worse, be killed. And so here you are in the same situation that the children of Israel are in, facing some trouble in your life. Maybe you have some trouble to your left. Maybe you have some trouble to your right. Maybe that trouble is right in front of you. Maybe that trouble is closing in behind you. Maybe you are gripped with fear and the circumstances of your life are causing you to fear. And I don't know who I'm talking to, saints, but I'm here to let you know that you should just keep still. Some things may seem like they won't go back to normal. Some may not, but I'm here to let you know that God is in your corner. Your heart, your mind, and your life may be consumed with fear of the unknown, but I'm here to let you know, saints, keep still and see the salvation of God. Know that you have the Almighty God in your corner. And if God is for you, who can be against you? Yes, saints, I want to encourage you today. Keep still. You may say, Pastor, this sounds all good and well. Troubles are coming. I'm consumed with fear. In doubt that the Lord will hear and respond to me. Well, I'm here to let you know, my brothers and sisters, when doubt arises, you ought to keep still. Look at verse 11. Verse 11 says, they said to Moses, was it because there is no graves in Egypt that you have taken us away to die in the wilderness? What have you done to us, bringing us out of Egypt? Yes, my brothers and sisters, they had doubt in their minds that they were going to be killed in the wilderness. But I'm here to let you know, my brothers and sisters, that God had another plan for their lives. If we just look at what God had for them, you see, they were consumed with fear. They were consumed that there were no graves in Egypt. They were consumed with doubt in their minds. But I'm here to let you know that discouragement, that